Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and well, today is day one of my pack life. Today was the day I handed my keys back to my landlord, the keys of my house, and headed out. I caught a few trains today. I left my hometown of Burton-on-Trent and headed to Horton in Ribblesdale in Yorkshire. Took three trains to get there. I went from a station, not my normal train station. I normally travel from Burton-on-Trent, but there was a cheaper ticket to be had from the Tutton and Hatton train station, which is a little bit further on. But I was given a lift there, and that saved me a few pounds, to be honest. I got an open-ended return ticket because I wanted to be able to come back in about 3 weeks to see my kids. So I got a train from there to Derby, from Derby to Leeds, and from Leeds to Horton in Ribblesdale, which is where I am now. I landed here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and my initial plan was to go and have a walk up Penigent and then go camping somewhere around there. But what I did instead was I dropped off the train station into a pub, had a pint, and then realised where I was. I came here last year with Dean Reed, our very own Dean Reed off Audio Boo, and we stayed in a fantastic campsite called Holmes Farm. And I realised where I was, and I made my way to Holmes Farm, and sure enough, it's open. I saw Chris, the guy that runs the place. He's a guy in his retirement age now. It was a farm that he and his wife ran, but his wife became ill. Had sort of dementia and is now being taken care of in a home, and Chris visits her frequently, but he's decided to take on the campsite and keep it running. Now, I found this out last year when I was with Dean, when we were walking the Pennine Way. And like I say, me and Dean Reed came here when we were walking the Pennine Way last year, and so I couldn't resist the opportunity to go back to the campsite and revisit Chris and have a chat with him, which I've been doing this evening. And it was fantastic. I shall post a couple of photographs. Post a couple of photographs of the campsite and the marvellous sort of gazebo Chris has set up there as his reception area. He practically lives in it. And I was going to take a photograph this evening, but he was cooking his meal and I didn't want to take up his time, so I'll do that in the morning. But on the train today, it was quite interesting because I got the train from Derby to Leeds, and I was sitting next to a lady who, as I sat down, she was looking at her phone and was looking at some photographs, and she said, "I've got to share this with you, I'm sorry." And she showed me some photographs of her children at the Hogwarts, Harry Potter theme park. And there were some photographs of her children on broomsticks levitating. I couldn't see how it was done, but it's the magic of Quidditch. And the photographs were amazing because I could see these children on the broomsticks. The shadows were cast on the ground, and I couldn't see any visible support. And even the hair was blowing, as if the children were moving. So children were moving satisfied broomsticks. How cool is that? Well, that got us into a conversation, and as it turned out, this lady, whose name was Karen, had also been travelling extensively throughout her life, and excuse the background noise, I'm in a pub. She'd been travelling exclusively before her children were born, met her husband along the way, and travelled to India and China and many places. And so we were talking about my forthcoming adventures of hiking and backpacking and living out of a backpack. And it was a wonderful conversation to hear her stories of her experiences around the world and how she wants to go to Cambodia. She's already taken children on a backpacking trip to, I can't remember, was it Marrakesh? And took her children out on a backpacking trip with her husband. And when they want to go to Cambodia next, so they've got some big plans, that family. And the children are taking to it. Children, I think, were 10 years of age and 13 years of age. Are 10 years of age and 13 years of age. So it's a really good experience for children to go through. And we had a great conversation. Well, then, of course, I travelled on to Horton in Ribblesdale, where I am now. And like I say, I was going to go and hike up Penigent and camp out in the wilds, but this campsite that I visited last year proved too tempting. So I paid the fiver, put my tent up, and I've just relaxed this afternoon. I've just put my tent up, been reading the latest TGO magazine, the Great Outdoors magazine, and chilling out, having a chat with Chris, and then I decided to come out and get a meal. So I've come to the same pub that I was at last time with Dean Reed, and the name of the pub escapes me right now. Crikey, what's it called? Golden Line or something? Golden Fleece? Golden Line, I think. Where me and Dean came last year for a meal. So I'm sitting where me and Dean sat last time. I'm recording this audio boo. And all's well with the world. Tomorrow I shall head over Penigent and over into Halton Gill and meet up with some clients there and spend a couple of days there before a friend of mine, Stuart, who is Lone Walker UK on Twitter, who's going to come up and spend a couple of days with me having a walker and a hike for the weekend before he heads home on Sunday afternoon. And then next week I shall be going walking, doing what's called the Centurion Way, which is a very tough 100-mile circular walk. I think there's 12 or 15 peaks involved in that. I shall be doing that next week. And then when I finish that, I shall be going back and seeing my friends at Halton Gill, clients there, friends and clients, and before getting a train back from Horton Ribblesdale, walking back to here, Horton in Ribblesdale, getting a train back and going and visiting my family, because I've been away for about 3 weeks by then. And then from there, I don't know what I'm going to do. So that's where I am at the moment on my pack life. Today was the day. Today's the day I've started my adventure. I'm not feeling anything particular at the moment. I'm just glad to have started. It was quite a thing to hand my keys in this morning to my house, to know that I no longer have a home, and that basically wherever I pitch my tent is my home. And that's quite exciting. I'm looking forward to this prospect. I'm having a nice pint at the moment, a pint called Penigent Bitter, obviously named after the hill where this little town, this little village that I'm in, is situated at the foot of. And I hiked up Penigent last year with Dean Reed when we were doing the Pennine Way, and I found it quite a tough little hill. There's a little bit of scrambling as you're coming up the south side, and I'm going to do that tomorrow again to allay my dislike of that particular route. I'm going to go up there tomorrow and carry on walking. It's only about 3 or 4 miles over to Halton Gill, but with a sharp ascent I've got to do, I would imagine it will take probably about 3 hours. I'm in no rush. I shall wake up tomorrow when I wake up, have my breakfast, chill out for a while, and then take a steady walk over the hills and then go over to Halton Gill and see my clients and friends. That's it for day one. And I want to thank everybody who's given me lots of encouragement for this hike, for this adventure of mine. I've had a lot of DM boos. I haven't responded to them all yet. I've downloaded some today, actually. I'm in a Wi-Fi hotspot, so I shall listen to them tonight whilst I'm in my tent. I'm not sure when I'll get a chance to respond or when I get a chance to record another audio boo, to be honest, because signal's not very good out here for me. It's only because I have Wi-Fi I'm able to record this now. So thanks for listening, and hope you're all having a great time out there in Audio Boo Land. And as always, if applicable, God bless.